Question. Listen up. Everybody listen. Pastor Bill, listen. How many of you drink coffee before you get up and when you get up in the morning? Raise your hand. You have a big old cup of coffee? Liam, you do? Okay. I didn't remember pouring you a cup this morning. Okay. All right, y'all listen up. Do you know what this is?
I can remember both in happening.
No, close though. Well, Nolly, it could be. Okay. What did you say, Zach?
Water filter.
Close. Water filter. Trip, you know? Liam, do you know what this is?
A coffee.
It's a coffee filter. So here's what I do every morning. I get up and I put coffee grounds right here and I turn it on and hot water comes through and coffee comes underneath and the grinds stay in the filter. So when I get through, I have a nice hot cup of coffee. But here's what happens sometimes. Listen. Here's what happens sometimes. Sometimes the filter has a hole in it. Sometimes I have to make a filter out of a paper napkin because we ran out. And every time I do that, guess what? I get little grounds in my coffee. And I turn that coffee up like this and it gets in my mouth. And it's nasty. So a coffee filter is very, very important. Everybody look here. Now, I want to tell you, did you know that the Bible is like a coffee filter for your mind? Did you know that? Y'all listen up here. When you read the Bible helps you take thoughts that you have. And when you read the Bible, it's kind of like a filter. It helps you to get the right kind of thoughts to come out. Now, listen to what it says in 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, all scripture, talking about the Bible, is God-breathed. And here's what it's useful for. For teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So in other words, when you read the Bible, it helps you get the right kind of thinking out of your head. It helps you get the right kind of thoughts coming through your head. So it's very, very important that you read your Bible, that you go to church and listen. Can you remember that? Your Bible is like a coffee filter. Okay? Let's bow our head and pray. Lord, help us to remember how important the Bible is. And I thank you for these kids and help them to read it and learn from it. In Jesus' name, amen.